Rolling?
We are rolling. I'm going to send you a link. Click that link.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for the Forum, where the Lakers played their home games during Showtime.
I know you know what the Forum looks like. For those folks out there who are not terribly familiar, can you describe what you see?
So I'm looking at, what would I call it? I guess a red building surrounded by like columns that encircle it, almost like the Colosseum vibes.
It's very funny that you mentioned the Colosseum, because Carolina Miranda, an arts and urban design columnist at the LA Times, says that's actually completely wrong.
Okay, that's interesting. Why? What's completely wrong about it?
So I didn't know this either.
I would say the only way it's inspired by the Colosseum is that it is also circular, but it does have these kind of classical style columns that cover the entire circular facade of this building, which I think mark this moment in Los Angeles in the 1960s. There was a lot of stuff like that that was being built during that year. This modernist reimaginations of classical Roman architecture. This moment in which LA is kind of coming into itself.
Because while we know the Forum as an emblem of the 1980s Lakers, it was actually built a couple decades earlier. Kareem, do you know anything about the history of LA before the 1960s?
I've seen like LA Confidential. I'd say like surprisingly little.
I don't think you're alone in that. And that is in part because LA really doesn't even come into its own until after World War II. During the war, most of the American aerospace industry ends up establishing itself in Southern California. And that leads to a huge population boom and the growth and expansion of the city itself from what you're talking about, the sort of like Hollywood noir days of before the war, totally becomes the LA that we know today, this sort of like sprawling, diverse, economically vibrant, hard to pin down city.
1960 Life magazine wrote this whole story about the development of LA finally coming into its own, becoming a real city, being a place where aerospace was, being a place where car design happened. You know, LA was this place where we thought about what came next, not about the past.
And so by the time you get to the 1960s, you have this city that's kind of in its adolescence or early adulthood, and it's ready to be taken seriously. Welcome to Binge Sesh. This season, we're diving into the stories behind HBO's Winning Time, the saga of the Showtime era LA Lakers. I'm Matt Brennan, LA Times TV editor and big ol' history nerd.
And I'm Kareem Maddox, professional basketball player and native Angeleno. This week, we're talking about the Forum, symbol of optimistic mid-century LA and home of the Showtime Lakers.
What was most amazing to me about the conversation I had with Carolina Miranda is that the Forum's architect also worked on the Los Angeles County Museum of Art and the airport, all in the same period.
Charles Luckman's hand is in so much of Los Angeles. He helped design the Civic Center area in Inglewood, the Disneyland Hotel, CBS Television City. He was part of the team that worked on LAX.
So Charles Luckman and other civic boosters want to build all these institutions like art museums and concert halls and stadiums in order to show off LA as this city of the future. Jerry Buss was, I think you could argue, attempting to do the same thing with the Lakers and the NBA in the 1980s that Charles Luckman and civic leaders were trying to do with the city as a whole starting in the 1960s.
Okay, and where does the Forum fit into this?
I was just getting ready to explain that right after the break. Welcome back to Binge Sesh. So, Kareem, the Forum was where team owner Jerry Buss focused his energy when it came to making the Lakers the entertainment product we've been talking about all season. There's actually a great moment in episode 4 of Winning Time where the character of Claire Rothman sort of explains the vision for the Forum.
Anyone can get a hot dog at concessions. We'll have a nightclub more exclusive than Hugh Hefner's Grotto. Every team's got fans. We'll have celebrities sitting in the best seats in the house, a new row, right on the floor for all the cameras, stars of the show.
Oh, the nightclub she's talking about. That's the Forum Club?
Right. Let's talk about the Forum Club. It's part of the Forum building, built right in. Jeff Perlman, who wrote the book that Winning Time is based on, told us about it.
So the Forum Club is genius in a lot of ways, especially for the time period, because there was nothing. It'd been a restaurant under Jack Kent Cook. And Jerry Buss buys it, and they decide to make it a club. And it winds up becoming sort of a Studio 54-type club for L.A.
Can you, just for people who don't know, what is Studio 54?
It's a famous disco in New York. It was kind of like the center of New York's disco scene in the late 70s and early 80s. All of the luminaries of that era went there. And it becomes this kind of a pop cultural touchstone, too.
Jerry Buss would be happy about a Studio 54 comparison for the Forum Club.
Oh, for sure. Not only because I think that's kind of like the energy that he was going for, but because he held court there.
There was a table that Jerry Buss had his spot at the head of the table where he would sit, and all around him would be dignitaries and famous people and politicians, and they had a great chef. They had great drinks. It was just his place, you know, and it became the place to be seen in L.A.
You know who was also seen in L.A. at the Forum is the Laker girls, one of the first modern dance squads in professional sports.
Oh, right. Yeah. So Paula Abdul was its star and its head choreographer. And she actually parlayed that into a huge career, first as a pop star and then as a television personality. Like, I actually think people of our generation might know her best as a judge on American Idol. In any case, there's a great pair of scenes in episode 5 of Winning Time that I think kind of says everything about how the Laker girls were distinct from the courtside entertainment that had come before. Here's a conversation between the Jerry Buss character and a choreographer who does not like his ideas.
No, it's all stiff. I want freedom. I want sex. I want them calling the Catholic League of Decency.
I think what you want is a striptease.
So this is the scene where we see the character of Paula Abdul, who's in the background, give an indication of where she's thinking the dancing is going, which is much more modern hip-hop influenced style. Then, at the end of the same episode, Claire and Jeannie surprise Jerry at the opening of the Forum Club with a demonstration from the new Paula Abdul choreographed Laker Girls.
That ain't ballet, I'll tell you that. Now that is a vision. That is female empowerment right there.
You said it.
Incredible. Claire, I can't believe you pulled it off. We officially have a vision. Look at this. We really did it.
I do remember that line. That was very over the top.
From your perspective as a basketball player, when you're on the court, are you like so in the zone that you don't notice what's going on around you, the cheerleaders and dance squads and mascots and marching bands?
Me personally, I see everything. Like, it's part of the experience of playing for me. But some guys claim to be totally locked in that they don't see anything. But I think at the NBA level, it's kind of hard as a player not to start looking around when you play 82 games a year.
I wonder if that's an explanation for why things like the Laker girls and the Forum Club took off for fans. I mean, if you're a season ticket holder, even watching this game-changing team, 41 home games is a lot of basketball to watch, to not have any other attractions or inducements to get you to brave the LA traffic. One of those attractions, both for fans at the Forum and for TV viewers, was the phenomenon of celebrities sitting courtside. Another Showtime innovation. Kareem, who's the celebrity you associate most with the Lakers?
It's Johnny. Jack Nicholson, for sure, hands down.
There's actually a great scene in episode 6 of Winning Time where Jack sends over a bottle of champagne to the Jerry Buss character and the Great Western guys while they're having lunch at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Well, what do we have here?
It's from the signore.
It's on me, pal.
Jack, you shouldn't have.
I think that scene, it illustrates the kind of connection that Jerry and the team had with celebrity culture. It's not just celebrities or fans of the team. It's that the owner of the team and the players are celebrities themselves, and they're hanging out at the same spots.
Why does the forum feel especially important for that?
It creates a different feeling, like the theatrical lighting and the celebrities courtside and the nightclub upstairs, the dance troupe, you know, during timeouts. It creates a very different vibe than what you get at, say, the Boston Garden. Devon Nixon, who plays his dad, Norm Nixon, in Winning Time, talked about this.
The forum just has like this warmth, and it just makes you feel like it's showtime. As cliche as that sounds, it really is. It really is, with the Laker girls, the music playing behind it. And then when Magic came on the team, the flash, the pizzazz, all of that stuff. And just being on the show was so nostalgic for me because I grew up in that time period. And, like, you know, my dad was a part of that team. So it really meant a lot.
It's also something that Max Borenstein, the showrunner and co-creator of Winning Time, talked about.
I think for me particularly, having grown up in the Valley, having that sort of slightly outside in view of the glitz and glamour of the forum and of everything that Showtime kind of represented. I remember going to one game as a kid because we couldn't afford all that much more, and sitting in the rafters with in my memory, my head was touching the rafters. Like, I'm sure it wasn't exactly that, but I vividly remember that. And just kind of like the steam and smoky feel of that arena. Which didn't feel anything like Staples Center.
Did you get to go to the Forum ever when you were growing up?
I don't think I've ever seen a Lakers basketball game at the Great Western Forum.
Have you been to the Forum in other contexts, like for a concert?
I want to say I went to like a LA Sparks game there or something. Or maybe a concert.
In an interview with the LA Times several years ago, when her memoir, Laker Girl, came out, Jeannie Buss actually talked about how important concerts were to the development of the Forum as an entertainment venue that went beyond basketball and hockey.
My dad realized he's got an arena, and when you own and operate an arena, you want it booked 365 nights a year. And when you have a hockey team and a basketball team, you know, with the playoffs and other things, maybe that's 150, 180 events, there's still a lot of time to fill. I was graduating from high school, and it was the happiest day of my life because, you know, as my dad put it, you know, name a concert and now you can sit in the front row, or maybe you can even sit on the stage, okay. You know, it's just like what 17-year-old kid would love that idea.
Have you ever been to a concert at the Forum?
No, actually, I haven't. I don't know why I was under the impression that the Forum was like empty.
Debunked.
I was in college at USC, Staples was already the center of gravity for all of the biggest events in LA. The Forum, from the time that I was in college until really starting to do research for this episode, struck me more as like a relic of the past than as a functional site, which is not true, but I think maybe that impression says something about where we are in terms of forum history.
I am very curious about the Forum because I feel like I see it when I fly in. I've never been for like the thing, and will never be able to go for the thing that it's known for, which is the Lakers. And it feels like small. I would imagine by modern standards, it doesn't seat a lot of people. It looks like a building, if I can speak freely. It looks like a building waiting to be torn down.
The reason we got the Staples Center, now Crypto.com Arena, is because the NBA that Jerry Buss created outgrew the Forum. The Forum only has about 17,000 seats, and it doesn't have the kind of luxury boxes that are so key to corporate ticket sales, which have become really important to pro sports economics. Showtime ended up propelling the NBA to these unheard-of heights in terms of the money involved, the star power involved, and the Forum becomes a symbol of that growth in the sense that it ends up being left behind. We'll talk about what it was left behind for after the break.
Matt, how did we get from the Fabulous Forum to Crypto.com Arena?
I love that I could hear your eyes roll. The Staples Center, which was renamed Crypto.com Arena on Christmas Day 2021, opens on October 17th, 1999. That was the year of the last Lakers and Kings games at the Forum. Carolina Miranda talked to me about the way that the new arena and LA Live, which is the entertainment venue adjacent to it, offer a very different vision of Los Angeles than the one that the Forum and the other buildings by Charles Luckman symbolized.
I think that architecturally it represents a massive shift. You know, if you think about the Forum is a standalone building in a sea of parking, but nonetheless a standalone building. And in fact, for a long time, it was just the Los Angeles Forum and didn't have any corporate sponsorship. The corporate sponsorship didn't come in until way later when, for a time, it was known as the Great Western Forum due to sponsorship from Great Western Savings and Loan. But I think Staples represents a real shift in that direction because as part of this LA Live complex, you are now not just a building, but you are an entire complex. I mean, it is really creating an environment in which all of the quote-unquote public space is private. You know, the plaza areas, the walkways, the pedestrian ways, all of that is controlled by corporations, and therefore all of the images you see there are controlled by corporations. And it is this architecture that is very, that leans into that, that leans into its corporateness. And I think it does mark this real shift away from teams operating in venues that, you know, felt like a part of their communities to a degree. I mean, stadiums have always been problematic in a million other ways at the urban level too, but it is quite a different experience.
For Laker fans, I think there's a stronger affiliation with the Forum than there is with Crypto.com Arena or what was Staples Center, partially because of Showtime. I think that the Forum feels like the home of the Lakers. It's like this iconic building, and it feels like the home gym. Whereas I feel a little bit like the LA Live area and even, you know, Crypto.com Arena lose some of that, for sure.
I think that's why the Forum continues to have its supporters. I mean, even though the Lakers and the Kings haven't played there since 1999, the Forum's held church services, concerts, award shows. It's held boxing and wrestling matches. It's slated to host the gymnastics competition in the 2028 Olympics when they come to LA. Carolina Miranda had a really great memory of a benefit concert that Prince threw at the Forum in 2011.
Imagine me in an ocean of black and purple lace, screaming. People had kind of given up on the Forum. You know, the Lakers had been gone for over a decade. There were whispers about, you know, what do you do with this antiquated piece of sporting infrastructure, and Prince played a 21-night residency at the Forum to draw attention to the building's plight, and the tickets cost $25. That is my favorite Forum memory. And then I think that is followed by being at a Kings game in the 1980s and seeing a lot of fistfights.
I think Carolina's memory of Prince at the Forum speaks to the same feeling of warmth that Devon Nixon was talking about, or the same feeling of being part of this LA community that Max Borenstein was telling about. The Forum has been around long enough for multiple generations of Angelenos to have formed really fond memories there. And I don't care how much money you spend on a stadium. You can't buy that.
Absolutely not.
What you can buy is an athlete's endorsement, which is the subject of next week's Spin Sesh. Good night.
Binge Sesh, Winning Time, was created by Matt Brennan, and it's produced by Matt Brennan, Kareem Maddox, that's me, and Alex Higgins. Scored and mixed by Mike Heflin.
Our editor is Lauren Rabb, and our executive producers are Jasmine Aguilera and Shawnee Hilton. Alex Higgins composed our theme music. Thanks to Tova Weinstock, Allison Snegg, Julia Turner, Christian Stone, and Village Workspaces. I'm your co-host, Matt Brennan. Catch you next week.
When I talk to my friend's parents, Ron and Mary Weiss, so they like have all these awesome memories about the Forum. Like, can I play this for you here?
Sure.
And we're at the Forum and we're walking. We're in the basement, like the bowels of the Forum. We're like in the
walking
cement
through little
walls,
corridors and stuff.
We're walking. I'm thinking, oh my God, where in the hell are we going? And so all of a sudden they open a door and it was this wood paneled, gorgeous room.
Trophies,
it was Jerry Buss's private dining room that he would host. I mean, it was gorgeous. You could see all the wood and there were all trophies. And I mean, it was in the basement of the Forum.
Okay. So these are big Laker fans. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think what you can hear in their voices is they are still awestruck by it.
Yep.
And it sounds, they would have had to be, they probably went to this dinner like 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There's a photo of it. That's in their like game room, which is right next to their TV room, is a photo of this dinner, which is Ron and Mary in the middle and all these like people. The picture's been up there for 30 years. That's a lasting impression that the Forum has made on these people's lives. Binge Sesh.